Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The recent resolution that was proposed by the United States at the United Nations was not a call for a ceasefire. It was just an attempt by the U.S. to save face for having vetoed every ceasefire resolution since October 7th, because they've gotten a very bad reputation over that. They've demonstrated by this resolution, once again, that they don't take the United Nations seriously, and they still believe that they can cynically manipulate the UN system for their own selfish political agenda. But it also demonstrates, alhamdulillah, that our campaign, the Article 6 campaign, is having an impact, and it's forcing the United States to respond to public pressure. So we are not stopping, we're not tiring, and we're not slowing, and we will continue this campaign, inshallah, until we do see the United States finally called to account for its contempt for international peace and security and stability, and for their continuous and persistent and insistent enabling of the genocide in Gaza. All they did was propose this so-called ceasefire resolution, which wasn't a ceasefire resolution. It wasn't calling for a ceasefire. It was saying that a ceasefire is imperative. That's all. That's all they said. They only put forward that resolution so that they could get headlines saying that they were calling for a ceasefire, because they know perfectly well that the Western mainstream media is going to follow their narrative and take their cue and present or misrepresent what the United States was trying to do at the United Nations, pretending that the United States was calling for a ceasefire when that's not at all what they were calling for. And that's not what got vetoed. What got vetoed by Russia and China was the attempt, the cynical attempt by the United States to save face for its continuous and persistent enabling of the genocide.